This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken early Tuesday in Tel Aviv said the United States and Israel had agreed to develop a plan to get humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza without benefiting Hamas, and the President Joe Biden would visit Israel this week to hear how it would minimize civilian casualties in its war effort.
President Biden will again make clear, as he's done unequivocally since Hamas's slaughter of more than 1,400 people, including at least 30 Americans, that Israel has the right and indeed the duty to defend its people from Hamas and other terrorists and to prevent future attacks.
Israel's vowed to annihilate the Hamas movement that rules Gaza after fighters burst into Israel on October 7th, killing 1,300 people, many civilians, in the deadliest day in the country's 75-year-old history. European Union heads of state will hold an emergency meeting on the conflict between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants in Gaza. As Henry Ridgewell reports, the mounting death toll has exposed divisions in the European response.
Visiting the Kfar Aza kibbutz Friday in southern Israel, where Hamas killed dozens of civilians, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen offered unequivocal support.
Israel has the right to defend itself. In fact, it has the duty to defend its people.
Following that speech, the chair of the European Parliament's Security and Defence Subcommittee, Nathalie Loiseau, wrote that von der Leyen was forgetting an important message. Israel must respect international humanitarian law. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Ukrainian officials say a days-long attempt by Russian forces to storm a strategically important city in eastern Ukraine appears to be running out of steam. The Ukrainian general staff said Monday that Ukrainian forces repelled 15 Russian attacks from four different directions over the previous 24 hours. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet with Chinese leaders in Beijing on a visit that underscores China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. Countries have forged an informal alliance against the United States and other democratic nations that's now complicated by the Israel-Hamas war. China has sought to balance its ties with Israel with its economic relations with Iran and Syria, which are strongly backed by Russia. U.S. Representative Jim Jordan appears to be quickly shoring up support to become the next House of Representatives Speaker. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with more.
I think we're real close.
One by one, Jordan's been peeling off detractors who see him as too extreme, helped in part by backing from Donald Trump and his allies.
I feel real good about the momentum we have.
In a letter to GOP colleagues before a closed-door meeting, Jordan pledged to bring all Republicans together if elected. 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's stunning ouster, a vote on the House floor could still take several rounds, with several Republicans still refusing to back Jordan. He'll need nearly the full majority of colleagues behind him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There will now be a limit on how long migrant families can stay in a New York City shelter. Details from AP's Lisa Dwyer.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that he is limiting shelter stays for migrant families with children to 60 days in the city's housing system. The move to tighten the rules comes as the Democratic mayor seeks to ease the pressure on a city system overwhelmed by the arrival of more than 120,000 international asylum seekers in the past year. Adams has estimated that the city will spend $12 billion over the next 3 years to handle the influx. Migrant families with children could potentially reapply for housing if they're unable to find a new place to live. The mayor's office says that more than 60,000 migrants currently live in city shelters, many of them without the legal ability to work. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Security Council rejected a Russian resolution on Gaza that condemned violence and terrorism against civilians, but made no mention of Hamas, whose surprise attack killed 1,300 Israelis, I should say. Only four countries joined Russia in voting for the resolution on Monday night: China, the United Arab Emirates, Mozambique, and Gabon. Four countries voted against it, including the United States, and six countries abstained. Russia's UN ambassador had urged support for the resolution to respond to the unprecedented exacerbation of the situation, citing the council's inaction since the October 7th attack by Hamas. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.